Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A team led by researchers at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center announced today that they have moved one step closer to developing a vaccine against the Zika virus. Joining us now with more is Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health Blog. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so Zika, as we all know, was declared a world health emergency in February. Mm-hmm. And it's also casting a pall over the upcoming Rio Olympic Games.
Right.
So tell us more about this good news today.
Okay, so it is better news than usual about Zika. It's a study out in the journal Nature just this morning, and it found surprisingly good protection after just one shot of vaccine in mice, though, just in mice that were exposed to the Zika virus. And they got that good protection from two very different types of vaccine. One is called a DNA vaccine. It kind of uses bits of DNA to sort of teach your body to recognize and fight against a virus. And the other is a type we're all familiar with, probably gotten it in our lifetimes. It uses an inactivated form of the virus. So both types of vaccine induce very nicely protective antibodies in these mice. The DNA vaccine was developed here at Beth Israel and the inactivated type at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in DC. So it is a step forward, though, of course, anything that's done in mice is just that. It's good for mice.
Right. So an animal study. So does that mean that we are still some time away from a commercially available human form of the vaccine?
Yes, we are very significant time away, although the vaccine development really has been moving incredibly fast. Like last week, the FDA gave the go-ahead for the first human clinical trials, those very small safety trials of a potential Zika vaccine. And federal researchers have said they expect to start safety testing in humans in their vaccine pretty soon. But it's a long haul to get a vaccine to the public. The researchers, for example, from today's news, the researchers will still have to test the vaccines in larger animals and, of course, test their effects in humans. So let's just put it this way. Definitely no vaccine before the Olympics. It's going to be years. There's almost no way it could be anything but years. I mean, just think of the safety testing you have to do for a vaccine that's going to be used in pregnant women. Right?
Exactly. So definitely no vaccine for this Olympics, but
no.
Not even maybe the next couple of Olympic Games.
If it's this decade, that'll be fast.
Okay. So, Carrie, stand by here for just a second because I want to bring in another voice into this conversation, Dr. Dan Baruch. He's a professor of medicine at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and director of Beth Israel Center for Virology and Vaccine Research. Dr. Baruch, welcome to you.
Thank you, Meghna. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. So first of all, tell us, how do the findings that were reported today, that you're reporting today, how do they move the global effort to develop a Zika vaccine forward?
Well, on February 1st of this year, the World Health Organization declared the Zika virus epidemic a public health emergency of international concern. And so the development of a safe and effective Zika virus vaccine is a global health priority. In the study that we published today, we showed that two different vaccines, a DNA vaccine and a purified inactivated virus vaccine, both provided complete protection against Zika virus challenge in mice.
Right. So let me ask you, were you surprised that this mouse trial was so effective in both forms of the vaccine?
We were quite surprised with the results. The protection was striking. All the control animals that did not receive the vaccine showed high levels of virus replication following Zika virus challenge, whereas all the vaccinated mice showed no detectable virus in the bloodstream after challenge with Zika virus strains from both Brazil and Puerto Rico.
Hmm.
And the protection could be achieved with even a single shot of the vaccine.
I'm curious, though, Dr. Baruch, as Carrie and I were talking about, there is this big global push to develop a vaccine against Zika. Those images of all those tiny babies born with microcephaly has really sort of galvanized the world, public health community. But this also, I mean, the development of at least these successful mouse trial vaccines seem very fast. I mean, for example, we're still waiting for an HIV/AIDS vaccine.
Absolutely, and our group is very much involved in the HIV vaccine effort as well. The pace and the intensity of developing a Zika virus vaccine has accelerated because of its global importance.
And Dr. Brook, I was wondering, can it go this fast because you kind of already have a scientific leg up from viruses that are sort of related to Zika? Or is it that vaccine development has just gotten faster altogether?
Well, the development of a Zika virus vaccine is based on the development of other vaccines for viruses within this family called flaviviruses. We showed that protection in the mice was the result of vaccine-induced antibodies at levels that are similar to other flavivirus vaccines for which successful human vaccines have been developed. So therefore, the development of a Zika virus vaccine can, to some extent, build on the knowledge of how other related vaccines have been developed.
Mm-hmm. You know, Carrie, all this is happening, and Dr. Baruch, all this is happening as also today, Senate Democrats actually blocked the approval of a $1.1 billion spending bill for fighting Zika virus. They did not like certain things in the bill, such as cuts to Obamacare and a ban on giving any money earmarked for Zika to Planned Parenthood. So, of course, this puts the United States well short of the $1.9 billion that the White House requested for fighting Zika. I mean, Dr. Baruch, could this sort of political battle that's going on in Washington have any effect on the development of the vaccines you're working on?
Well, because of the importance of the problem, we do hope that sufficient resources will be available to move vaccines forward as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie, can you just give us a quick update about, I mean, we started by talking about no vaccine in time for the Olympics in Brazil. But
right.
I mean, what
right.
effect has Zika been having on the Olympic Games?
Well, actually, just today, the world's number one ranked golfer, Jason Day, announced that he was pulling out of the Olympics over Zika concerns. And Rory McIlroy is also out citing Zika. And meanwhile, South Korea's Olympic team is wearing uniforms pre-treated with mosquito repellent. So it continues to affect the Olympics, although they are going forward, of course.
Dr. Baruch, one last quick question for you. When do you think that you might be able to move forward into more comprehensive human trials of your virus, of your vaccine?
Well, I should first say that we need to be cautious about extrapolating the mouse data to humans. However, based on the robustness of the protection seen in mice, the demonstration that antibodies protect, and the similarities with other related viruses for which successful human vaccines have been developed, then this does raise a degree of optimism that the development of a vaccine for Zika virus may be possible. And clinical trials should therefore proceed as quickly as possible.
Well, that's Dr.
The timeline is still to be determined. But we hope that our findings will catalyze and galvanize the vaccine effort.
That's Dr. Dan Baruch. He's senior author of a study released today and the director of the Center for Virology and Vaccine Research at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Dr. Baruch, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thank you for bringing this news to us, Carrie.
You're welcome.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.